On today's show, Ford takes an axe to its passenger car lineup. We've got more cool cars unveiled at the Beijing Auto Show. And FCA makes more money than anyone expected. All that and more coming right up on AutoLine Daily. This is AutoLine Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. China is making a big push for new energy vehicles, and that is what the Beijing Auto Show is all about. Honda introduced the Everest EV concept. It didn't reveal many details, but it did say the CUV is a concept for the first mass-produced Honda EV for China. It goes on sale before the year is out. And you know Honda. While they call this a concept, the production version will look almost exactly the same. Nissan introduced the Sylphy, its first electric car made in China for Chinese consumers. It's based on the Leaf, which isn't a big surprise because it looks exactly like a sedan version of the Leaf. This EV will have a range of 338 kilometers. That's about 210 miles, and that is based on China's test standards. It goes on sale later this year. Nissan's Chinese partner Dongfeng, with its brand Venuccia, debuted the X SUV, which is said to reflect a new design language for the brand. And Jeep unveiled this three-row SUV called the Grand Commander. You'll notice styling cues from the Jeep Yuntu concept, as well as a few other bits and pieces from its current lineup. The SUV is powered by a 230-horsepower, 2-liter turbocharged 4-cylinder engine mated to a 9-speed automatic. If you're wondering if the Grand Commander will make its way to North America, we don't expect it to. It's roughly the same size as the Grand Cherokee, and as we reported previously, Jeep will introduce the Grand Wagoneer, a three-row SUV, in the North American market. General Motors and FCA counted up all the money they made over the last 3 months, and we'll tell you what they found right after this.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
GM's first quarter earnings took a big hit. The company sold a little over 2 million vehicles in the first 3 months of the year, and that is a 10% drop. But it's also due to GM selling off Opel and Vauxhall to PSA, which pretty much wiped out all of its sales in Europe. Its revenue came to $36 billion, and that was a 3% decline. And its operating income plunged 80%, while its net income plummeted 60%. But, gotta point out, the bottom line was also heavily impacted by restructuring costs in South Korea. FCA also reported its first quarter earnings. The company sold over 1.1 million vehicles, and that was up 7% from the year before. However, its revenue fell 2%, which the company blames on foreign exchange rates. Its EBIT of 1.6 billion euros was a nice 5% gain, and its net profit soared nearly 60%. Ford's taking an axe to its passenger cars, and coming up next, we're going to tell you which cars are going to disappear from its showrooms.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
You know, over a month ago, we predicted that Ford would drop almost all of its passenger cars in the U.S. market, and yesterday, the company made it official. It's going to drop the Fiesta, C-Max, Fusion, and Taurus. The only cars that Ford will keep are the Mustang and the Focus, and it's going to import the Focus from China. They didn't say anything about Lincoln, but that's pretty easy to predict. They're going to get rid of the MKZ at the same time they drop the Fusion, since those cars are made in the same plant in Mexico. And with sales of the Continental limping along at less than 1,000 units a month, it's easy to predict that car will be dropped at the end of its product cycle. Ford did not announce any cuts outside of the U.S. market, but we think there are other models that could be on the chopping block. Four slow sellers that Ford has in Europe are the B-Max, the S-Max, the Mondeo, and the Galaxy. Chopping them out of the lineup could save the company $3 to $4 billion in replacement costs. And here's why the company needs to drastically prune its model lineup. Its financial performance is not that good. Ford sold 1.6 million vehicles worldwide in the last 3 months. That's 41,000 fewer than a year ago. But it brought in $42 billion in revenues, up nearly $3 billion from before. But even though its revenue is up nicely, it posted a lower EBIT of $2.2 billion, and its net profit barely rose, even though the company's tax bill fell by nearly $500 million. If not for Trump's tax cut, profits would have been down 21%. Here's the problem in a nutshell. Even though Ford's revenue went up by 7%, its costs were up by 8%. And the fastest way to cut costs is to cut out models. Hey, don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours later this afternoon. We'll have the Mahindra Roxor in the studio so we all can learn what this off-road vehicle is all about. But with that, we wrap up today's show, and we hope to see you again tomorrow.